On this edition of the Arts Page, highlights of the recently concluded IOJ Heritage Festival, plus entries open for the 2018 JCDC competitions, and deadline for the JIS Heritage competitions extended to November 5. Stay tuned to hear more. Hundreds of students, teachers, and other patrons turned out to this year's Heritage Festival, hosted by the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ. Now in its fourth year, the day featured a farmer's market, sampling of traditional cuisine, performances, guided tours to National Gallery and other museums, as well as trips on the Kingston City Bus Tour. IOJ Executive Director Vivian Crawford says the festival has grown over the years. And planning is already underway for 2018. Next year's Heritage Festival will feature all things breadfruit.
It is going to be a significant anniversary of the arrival of the breadfruit plant in Jamaica. So we're going to have a breadfruit fest. So get ready for that. Breadfruit turn, breadfruit boil, breadfruit roasted.
You want breadfruit? Just tell me if you want breadfruit.
And we flip the script to what has become somewhat of a staple in the promotion of Jamaican heritage and culture. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC's Festival of the Performing Arts. Now, what we see as a culmination of planning and execution in August each year usually starts as early as 12 months before. With that in mind, the JCDC is again accepting entries for its 2018 competitions. The performing arts, which includes speech, drama, dance, deaf dance, traditional folk and music, as well as the performing arts. That's Jamaica Gospel Song, Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, Festival Queen, Visual Arts, Culinary Arts, Literary Arts, and the Creative Writing Competitions. Oh, as well as the World Reggae Dance Championships and the Big Stage. Director of Cultural Community Development Services at the JCDC, Marjorie Layden Vernon, says while all entries open simultaneously, deadlines will vary.
Our entry forms will be available in each parish office and also from our head office, that's 3-5 Phoenix Avenue. We have kept our cost for our performing arts at only $100. That has not changed for many, many years. And as you go through the entry forms, the entertainment arts will show you their specific amounts for entry.
Some deadlines will be as early as December, while entries for other competitions will stay open into next year. Call the JCDC at 926-57269 for a full list of competitions and their deadlines. And speaking of deadlines, submission of entries for the JIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photo Competition has been extended to November 5. So, there is still an opportunity for students from primary, prep, high school, and tertiary level to get in on the action. JIS Special Project Manager Andreen Davidson says the competitions this year are a great way for students to participate in the year-long Jamaica 55 celebrations. Remember, the essay competition targets children at the primary level, 9 to 12 years old. The requirement is simply to write an essay, 400 to 500 words, on the theme, "How would you like to see Jamaica in another 55 years?" At least one reference in the essay must be a JIS source. The poster competition is open to secondary level students in grades 7 to 13. This component requires entrants to design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by drawing, depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Finally, there's a photography contest, targeting students at the tertiary level. All contestants need to do is capture a high-resolution photograph depicting Jamaica 55. Entries will be judged on originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Students entering the competition should ensure that they retain a copy of their work. Call in queries to 926-359024 extension 2137. Entries should be submitted by midnight Sunday, November 5, using application forms available at jis.gov.jm. That's all we have time for this week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.